to me, enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough.
Yes. Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with the 200 episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And what better way than to celebrate the 200th episode with the entire Miracle Generation, who've all been on this podcast before. This is gonna be a hot mess podcast, but
hello.
Oh my god.
Looking forward to
hot mess.
Oh, I got you.
Oh my god. But yes, if you're not familiar, you got Dustin, Kylon, Jay, and Sean. How are you guys?
We good, man. We doing good.
That's good. That's good. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy for
it. The thing that we be out here being a touch.
We kind of planned this like a while ago that I was going to have all you guys.
Birthday?
Oh, birthday.
Anyway,
amazing. Hopefully somebody don't say a bad word that one of us is bound to say.
you trying to get me canceled here? Is that what you're trying to do?
Trying to get me canceled.
No canceling here. So, but yeah, what's going on, everybody in the chat? I see you. Laura's in here. She goes, this is going to be awesome. Sky's in here. What time is it, Sky? Is it 2:00 in the morning? Jesus, the support. I love you so much.
Yeah, you're wrong.
6:00. All right. Well, thanks. She said she was going to head to sleep. Definitely check this podcast out tomorrow.
Thanks.
So, but she said, you guys are all incredible. Can't wait to see what's next for you guys. Good cop, bad cops in the chat. Happy 200 episode. Matt Awesome's in the chat. It's a party. That's my boy over there. What's going on? Well, anyway, guys, if you're new here, I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees. I got you covered. If you guys got questions for these guys, please feel free. Drop it into the chat. I know I'm going to lose complete control of this episode. So, we're just going to get it started. All right. So,
hey, gold.
Kylo was on the podcast first. Me. Then Dustin, and then I had Sean and Jay on there. So we told a little bit about the stories, but there are a bunch of new fans also that had joined. So if you haven't seen those interviews, go back, not now, watch it later with them.
Not
so
right now.
Why is there an interview right now? What are you talking about?
No, kid. No.
That's oh, man. All right.
So I feel like they're
the top of our head. So let's go with this. Even though, like, I know, like, some of this has been answered already in previous interviews, but again, there are some new fans that just started coming in listening. So actually, the popular question that I got, shout out to KP, shout out to Adonis. So they want to know how you guys all met.
All right, so we're going to go from the beginning. So who went there first? Mr. Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
Started off Mr. Dusty.
Yeah, I started off training before them, so it was just me. And then along came the Haven,
formerly known as...
No. That's been the Haven since day one.
They've been the Haven since day one.
So then it was Haven. We were there for a little bit, maybe like 6 months, almost a year. And then this dude came along.
The best one, Big Brother. Yes,
that's me. Yeah, that's
not. You're
gonna be wishing.
Wait, what is going on?
Yeah, so it was me, then Haven, then Kai, and then, you know,
the rest is history.
The history, and here we are. I love it. Yeah. Well, I got questions already in the chat. Matt Awesome says, this is for the Haven. How was it facing me and Jarrett? Ooh, okay.
Talk about it.
Last time I checked, Haven undefeated against them. And next time it's going to be, Haven remaining undefeated against them. If you're out the country right now, keep him there. He don't want to see the Haven no more.
So long story short, with Jay saying that they are honorable opponents, they respected the written guys.
Witness.
I'm actually sorry I get my thoughts together right now.
All right, next question. Love this question.
All right. So, well, April's in the chat. What's up? She goes, look at the cute slumber party. And she puts the little cracking up emojis. All right. Good cop, bad cop. He goes, I think I forgot to post the question. So, with Miracle being an anagram of reclaim, what is something you used to have in your life you don't anymore, but you would like to reclaim? Interesting.
Wow.
You went very serious here.
The ones that did drop out. It's all right. So
that's crazy. That's
anyway, so you had the question.
Is that individually?
Right. Go ahead, little bro. Since you want to be first.
What is there something that is gone? We want back. That you want back. That I want back. Man, I could get deep and then ruin the whole podcast.
Nah, go get deep.
Obviously, I think all of us can speak for the same. Of course, our big brother, Big Jim Anderson. You know, we've definitely gone too soon. Wish you could be here. Absolutely.
R.I.P. Big Jim.
R.I.P. Big Jim.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, why you gonna do that, bro?
I told you.
On a somber note, bro.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Somber note. That's crazy.
Next up.
Okay.
Song guy that I want back.
That's facts. I remember her too. She was a good one.
Didn't make it to see the wrestling journey, or didn't make it to see the rest of the wrestling journey for me.
You know, I miss my dog, you know.
Damn, we went like real deep here. I'm like gonna like.
I had to get rid of her because, you know, she was a wild, she was a nut, and then my brother was being born, so she couldn't be around because she's a wild dog, and then she died like a year later. So I know.
That's Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Ooh.
Yeah, we know about that for you.
That's fire.
Shit. Yeah,
that's a fire name.
Yeah, I know. I miss her. R.I.P.
That was a sad episode. We just went like super deep.
Yeah, now I'm saying you tell we're all depressed. You
know? No, damn it! Good cop, bad cop. You see what you did? You see?
We're
all right, let's.
Rest in peace to all the real ones. You know? All
right, you know they're looking down on our journey, and you know they guiding us through the way. You know what I mean?
Right. We love ya.
Yeah. All right. Let's bring some cheer back into this pod. I feel like we need that here. All right. So there's a bunch of questions we have here. So I'm going to mix in a bunch of fan tweets like randomly in here. So I'm going to go with Donnie. He's in the chat. All right. So he asks, how has it been traveling on the road together and how did you come up with the name Miracle Generation?
All right, we're going to do the name first. So tell him, get in the camera and tell him. Get in the camera.
Something
get in the camera and tell him.
That was me. That was me. And people don't realize that Tony and I are in this. Listen,
Haven is Miracle Generation, bro. They don't understand.
Came up with the name. Like, we love anime. Flash the only anime hater here, right? Flash the only anime hater here.
Yes.
And there is a...
And I'm proud of it.
He's a hater.
And there's an anime called Kuroko no Basketball. So, in the anime, the team is called Generation of Miracles.
Yes.
And Jay thought that would be a great name for us. But I'm like, we can't rip off the name.
Shut the hell up.
We can't just say that we're the Generation of Miracles. So I was like, you know what? Switch it up a little bit. Miracle Generation, because that's what we are. And that's what we're living up to, that name.
Yep. That you are. 100%.
So since they took that question, I'll take the second one.
Okay.
It's been a lot of fun going on the road.
Fun.
I can remember our first ever like real on the road story, and it was kind of all four of us besides. Well, not all of us were on it because we went the first time going to Limitless. They went their first time going to Limitless. It was our first time grabbing a hotel. We all thought we were the shit, but we had to. We even though we were paying for the hotel and everything, but it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. That was a blast. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, tell them about the other time you went to me.
That's the worst story. We're trying to see what's fun about the road.
We're doing a positive podcast.
We already talked
about the story with the tire.
We started kind of somber. We had a good time.
Because these dudes right here, they some bozos. They some busted bitches. You know, I love them, but they some busted bitches. They annoying as hell. They like to eat all my food.
But the question was, is it fun? Long story short, it is. It's fun. It's fun. It's better than doing it on your own.
Absolutely.
I can say that.
I would not do this by myself.
No, definitely not.
It is very tough.
Because Kyle don't drive, so.
I do drive. Yeah, you're making fun of me because I got into a car accident. That wasn't my fault. You know, I could have died.
Traumatized when we get in cars.
I could have died.
So we have to drive very safely for him.
I could have died. He's very scared.
Scared he fucked up halfway through a 3-hour car ride.
Huh?
Every time we go somewhere.
Huh?
Car rides are fun. There you go.
They're great.
All right. Yeah. I'm gonna bring this back because you went back to the first time that you guys traveled together, went up to Limitless, whatever, you stayed in the hotel room. Don't lie, because like I feel like this back then in my days when I used to travel for bowling when I was like 18, 19, I used to go upstate New York for tournaments and shit like that. So how awful were you guys in the room? How many flips, how many crazy wrestling moves were going on in the beds? Like,
you know what's crazy? You know, as soon as we got to the hotel, you know what we did? We went to sleep. That's what we did.
Because I think we drove through the entire night. We got there at like 8 in the morning.
We just came from another show.
Yeah, we came from another show.
Took a shower. He
rode out by himself.
We'd be working.
So it was just me going. And then we all got to the hotel and slept. And then they wrestled on Limitless and I watched them.
Okay. I'm getting messages that I lost control of this podcast. I knew I was losing control of this podcast before I did the podcast. All right, let me give love in the chat because there is a lot of love in here. All right, so Matt Awesome said he wants his rematch. Melissa said...
Prepare yourself for the kicks again, kid.
Ooh.
You better wrestle us.
No, you're going to wrestle. You're going to wrestle Shim and Flash.
Thunder and Lightning.
That's who you're gonna wrestle. Thunder and Lightning. You gotta run through the NG Gauntlet.
NG Gauntlet.
All the teams.
Well, they are the champs over there. All right. What else did I see in this chat? All right. Melissa's in the chat. She goes, not a question, but let's talk drop kicks. Hi, Melissa.
Who got the best drop kicks in the group?
It's not of these two.
All right. Are we going to rank them?
We're going to up here right now.
Rank them?
Let's go. Oh, God. Are we demonstrating?
All right, we're going to rank them. Dustin, rank the drop kicks. We all gonna rank everybody drop kicks.
Rank everybody drop kicks. Okay. We are going order. 1 to 4.
Yeah. 1 to 4.
We're from 1 to 4. One's the best. 4th is the worst.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
All right, man. This is tough. Number one. I was just gonna say that.
No. He's not here. So we're talking about who's here right now.
Yes.
You said number one. You gotta say Ichiban.
Okay. Okay.
So with the worst, at the end the two people that know that they have the worst are me and Sean. We know that. Ours aren't bad.
No,
we don't do
Sean. Like, Sean came a long way.
We don't.
You did.
Yeah, yeah. Sean
came a long way. He used to not get like.
Bro,
this is drop kick. Sean right here.
Cause look, I was a little more heavy set a couple years ago. So like drop. All right. Fat, heavy set, whatever. Feel me? I used to hit drop kicks. I had them up here. I used to hit them with the.
My leg.
Can I say midget drop kicks? Is that gonna offend anybody?
Hey,
no.
Little people drop kicks.
But anyway, we go. So. All
right. So number four would have to be me. Number three would have to be Sean. Damn, this is the tough one.
It's the tough
number
one.
Number two got to be Kai, and number one got to be Mon. If we're talking about looks, it's Kai because
if we're talking about trying to hurt somebody,
and
in the face every time. It's like right here, bang.
That's got to be his
bang. Hey, I remember he drop kicked me in the face. I was like, dang, where am I at right now? Why do you do that?
I think we can all do that.
Yeah.
That's
definitely my order as well.
Considering I'm also, I'm heavy set now, and I'm still, like, jumping in the face, but I think
So when you come to NFW, because Melissa will probably see you there, I know Melissa finally saw Dustin and Kylon, because she knows about you guys because of me. Now, like, Haven needs to come over to NFW, Cody. But
yeah, absolutely.
We gotta have the best drop kicks.
Hey, book us against another team. We'll beat they ass. All right, we gonna do it. Right, MG forever.
Believe that.
All right, there's love. More love in the chat. Desmond Cole, what's going on? He said, "My guys." Goofa, what's up? I love it. Hey Trayvon, he goes, did someone say choke slam?
What's good, fam?
You don't got a better choke slam than me, though.
You didn't hit me with it.
You
didn't hit me with the choke slam, Trey.
You don't got a better choke slam than me, though. That's what I'm gonna say. They know it. I know it.
I've never seen
you know it too.
Hi, Captain Dave. What's going on in the chat? Desiree's in the chat. She goes, I ask this question every time, but what's the coolest, most unique thing you've ever gotten from a fan?
What was the question again?
The coolest thing we got from a fan.
Yes.
What's the coolest thing you got from a fan? Everybody go individually. We'll start with the Haven, because me and Kai have an answer.
No. I'm gonna go first. We gonna go from big brother to little brother now. Nothing. We've been doing little brother to big brother.
Or something.
Yeah. The best thing I ever got from a fan was a birthday cake.
Aww.
I ain't get a birthday cake that year, and when I went to the venue, they brought me a cake, and I was a bad guy, but they still loved me enough to buy me a cake. I was a piece of shit. I was beating everybody out. I beat their asses too, like, but it was out of love though. But they brought me a cake, and they sang me happy birthday. That was amazing. Aww. Amazing. And then they beat me up on my birthday.
It was Haven versus Kylon and Ichiban, bro. Listen, bro had Ichiban on his team. We had him so fed up, bro. He rage quit. He did.
That's not true. I beat him by myself. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that was
really close to 40, bro.
Look, you want to pull out the footage of me, like, knocking your head off your body, guys? That's what you want to do?
Anywho, the best thing.
Yeah, that was a dog. Yeah, they suck. So, yeah, take it away,
sir. Best thing I got from a fan was, you know, the love from fans. You feel me? And,
wow. That's messed up. I'm a fan. I give mad love. What the fuck?
Bro, the thing that comes to my mind is the little girl coming into us after the show at SWA and crying, bro. That's the best thing I could get from, like, anybody.
A cake is better than that.
Shut the hell up.
That's because you haven't all had my cookies yet.
I'm waiting.
Then it's going to be tips the best.
There are cookies.
They're coming. They're coming.
All right, let Jay in.
So I remember Moving Ground debut. Dawn and I make. No, I think it was Dustin and Kyle making the entrance, right? You know what I'm saying? I go to Jack Dustin.
Oh my God.
All of a sudden, I hear Dustin say, porn? I'm like, what the hell's going on? I turn around. Somebody replicated a
I'm about to pull up the sign right now.
Bro, that
was the best gift?
But it was funny.
So this is better than love? Porn is better than love?
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't say that.
Now you're quiet. Now you want to be
I'm ready to answer my question.
Oh, Melissa wrote in the chat, forget the cookies. If you really love them, give them fudge. Oh, yeah, because I make fudge.
I don't do too much chocolate. I'm not even
chocolate. I love chocolate.
I like chocolate.
Chocolate with peanut butter. I like a little mix. Yo, Kyle, you know that's loads of chocolate.
Yeah, he's doing that. Yeah! He likes chocolate. Hey, ladies, get at him. He likes chocolate.
All right, so I'm going to answer my question before Kyle gets me canceled.
What? How much did you cancel?
I got a bunch of signs. I actually have a bunch of fan signs that this one dude, my man Terry, He makes signs for me and Kai at his rank. And he, like, goes all out for everybody. And he lets us keep them. So I have, like, posters in the other room of, like, Lash signs, Miracle Generation signs. The fan signs I try to keep because I used to make signs to the kids and try to give them to wrestlers. So having those are just so freaking cool. Uh-huh. So cool.
I love that. All right. We're gonna get into a serious question here because a lot of shit's happened on this podcast between you guys. A main event. Okay, but let me first state, I get so much shit for liking you guys. So much shit. And I'm sure you guys don't even see half the shit that comes at me on social
media. Because they can't be us.
So fuck them. Fuck them. I love the haters.
We love the haters.
I'm just saying. I get a lot of shit, including main event. So. It is what it is.
It's the main event.
All right. So,
where's the
Alex, man? All right. So, I mean, we got to talk about it. There's a lot of unfinished business here. Like I said, a lot of this has dropped on the pod, you know, with you guys. We got Wrestling Open this week, unfinished business.
Yes, sir.
All four of you got, like, some unfinished business with them, so.
Absolutely. All right, so we gonna get serious.
I'm serious.
You can tell he's serious. He's gonna be laying down.
I can feel spiritual presence, bro.
Man, you can tell he's serious. But Pedro, mid-event, Thursday, you got 2 days. Can we whoop that ass with Ichiban? We gonna do it. 2 days. And then we gonna take that hula hoop that kind of choked us out with, and we gonna choke y'all with it. Bitch. Straight like that. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Out of love.
Call y'all Lorenzo Vent. No love.
No love. You're right. No love. No, like August Alcina, no love.
Yeah, no love. It used to be love. We could say it used to be love. It used to be like, bro, we drove our first time to Black Label was a 14-hour car ride with you two. What the fuck happened? Like, in all seriousness, like, you know, like, just because Pedro got in your ear, wants you to call your shots, try to
just because we were over here and y'all were here at Open, don't mean that y'all got to try and level it up and turn to the bad side for some dumb shit. All right, bro?
Midas and Jay are the chat. Midas says, that's cute. Jay said, not if we don't bring the hoop.
Midas, you know what I'm going to do to you? You know what I'm going to do to you? That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. You don't spit. That's all I'm going to say. You don't spit. That's all I'm going to say. You know what that means. I'm about to make Pedro bleed. And lying? You're not even a real lion. How about that?
Oh, damn.
Not even a real lion. That's crazy. Out here lying to the people.
Meow.
All right.
I guess we'll move on, right? We'll move on. Anything else you want to touch base with that?
I'm about to look in the chat, right? Are they quiet? They lying in the cheat? They probably see
too. Jay said, you're big dummies. He also said, say it.
Say it, Kai. Say what you want to do to Midas.
Say it with your chest.
You don't deserve to say it.
I thought you don't deserve to say it. You don't deserve for me to say it.
I did fumble the bag. Go redeem yourself.
When we lack talking.
Go walk the blunt, bro.
We excel in the ring. Okay?
But I'm not.
Listen, actions speak louder than words. You can cut all the promos you want. Look at Hollister. The dude's talking about Ichiban being a bully. Ichiban's going to whoop his ass. Simple as that. But now Ichiban got our back for Thursday. Mm-hmm. So whoop your guys' ass.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Come on down, bro. Hard.
Midas says, it's time to grow up, and on Thursday we move on from you, little kids. Gina's in the chat. Ref Gina, what's going on? She said, Midas with the shade.
Medals, though, because your ass got eliminated in the tournament already. Stupid. Come on now.
Y'all want what they have.
Come on now.
Listen.
That's what it's all about.
Remember, violence is forever. You know what I'm saying?
What's the question again? I thought you mentioned Gina.
No, she said Midas was throwing shade in the chat. Cesare says, I'm both excited and nervous for Thursday now. I used to love the circus, but not now.
Circus on
the business,
bro. Damn.
Don't circus no more. Circus out of business, you know what I'm saying?
Circus out of business. They hurt animals. Animal crew.
All right. I'm moving on to the next fan tweet. The next fan tweet's from Mark. So he says, and this is going to start shit, so I apologize. So he said, So you guys wrestled each other at Open and then Remarkable. How come Miracle Gen keeps winning over the Haven?
Man, let them know. Let them know. Who said that?
Mark.
From Twitter.
Mark from Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Mark's from Twitter. UK, just so you know. Like that Mark.
Answer the question.
If you must know, Dustin and Kylon have more experience in big matches than they know how to handle. They know how to be under the pressure and really take it there when it's time. You feel me? Me and Jay, we're working ourselves up to that level, and being put against our own brothers, our own basically flesh and blood at this point, is helping us, you know, break through that glass.
Iron sharpens iron.
Exactly.
And don't get me wrong. These matches wouldn't be 20 minutes long if it was an easy fight. Like they push us to our limit every time we get in the ring. You know, seriously, like that's
you gotta break my neck.
I don't know why I don't lie to people. You know what I'm saying? I be letting them win because Dustin be real sad when he
capping.
I'm not sad, bro.
So how you gonna let us win? But you didn't even take the pin last time.
I mean, I was gonna let y'all win, but
Anyway,
I'm from big bro.
It's the best combo. Actually, I'm lying. It's the two big bros. We the best combo because we ain't never lost. Ain't that right?
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
You're not ready for the
kid. You know what I'm saying? All right, whatever. We can have that
on our team. All right. I got more questions in the chat. All right.
Witness.
Damn. Ashley's in the chat. She goes, hi. At America Rana, AEW wrestlers mentioned they would like to see more of you. What become of it, and when's your AEW debut?
Tony Khan, call us. Tony, we want to be booked. Okay. Call us. Hit us up.
We're lying. Going back to that first question, America Rana was pretty freaking crazy. that definitely was a pretty crazy
I got experience. Poked in the eye by Eddie Kingston. Yeah. I couldn't see nothing.
I got pushed by Wheeler Yuta. We were all just, Alec was just like, yo, let's go do this. And we were like, oh, all right. And
then I couldn't see for like the whole day.
Yeah.
So
we'd love to share the ring with those guys. We heard what they had to say after, you know, we saw Ortiz come down and face Alec at open. So hell, who knows? Let's bring the others down. They don't get a tag in, you know, like we're down to face the best. That's what we're here to do.
It's only going to make us better at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's going to happen eventually and I will pop for it. So I'm here for it. Gina says, what were the first titles you earned, singles or tag?
All right. We're going to start with Chaz. Because I won the titles first.
That is true. These two actually won belts before me and Kai. So what happened to that?
Yeah, we were the first to win tag team.
Three, four months in.
That's how good.
Prodigies.
It was a miracle.
Miracle.
You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, he was there longer than me. I was out for like a good couple months. I came back.
With a vengeance. With a vengeance. One attack straps. They like that.
You know what I'm saying? There was still some of the Onyx main enemy.
But the people don't want to believe it, but we like that.
They like that. How many times I won the tag champs?
Two-time tag champs.
That was
our right promotion. And he went for another promotion, but we got them tag belts as well. You feel me?
So they three-time tag champs. Come on, now.
Our story is kind of funny because me and Kai just ties it together, but our first belts were singles. My first two single titles wins were literally 2 weeks, like a week, 1 week after another, and then literally the next week after that.
Your boy wins the title.
So singles.
Beat Mike Verna for the Firebrand title.
Mm.
Know what I'm saying? Shout out Mike Verna. I love you, big dog. I hope you get healthy.
Hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, but just because you said that, it brought back, it jogged a little memory. You actually got four tag titles.
We beat
Rick City.
Oh. Rick City ain't got nothing on Miracle Generation.
Oh.
Generation.
Nah, that's about it.
Yo, what's your name?
The J&J Connection.
J&J! Without the security.
They don't want to dance with nobody.
Tape and curls. And then, you know, that's the one, like, how many belts you want so far, bro?
How many belts? What, singles you got?
One. Two singles belts.
Three singles belts.
Three?
No, two singles belts, sorry.
Oh, three rings.
Yeah, two singles belts.
Three rings.
One tag belt.
We got the picture on our
Miracle Generation page of all, like, what is it, like,
at the same time.
You know what I'm saying? Factory, you know, Freebird rules, we was all champs.
We all the champs.
Champ.
You in the presence of greatness right now, Tim. This is greatness right now, Tim.
I know it. You don't need to remind me. I'm all here for it.
Church. Yeah, we don't like the Church of Greatness, man. Church of Greatness.
Yeah.
Yo, brother, you suck. You suck.
Mm-hmm. Damn. I was about to take his actual name. I was about to explode him.
Well, my part of you mad at Church, man. It's like, man, yeah, that is crazy.
Oh,
but hey,
we beat every member of the church.
We do.
Every single member.
Yes.
Every generation of the church.
Literally,
every generation can't get through Miracle Generation. Come on.
Not at all.
That's hard. So, that is tough.
All right. Let's move on to some another fan tweet from Villain Actual on Twitter. He said, what wrestlers local to their area influence their development?
Oh, we got the, it's only like a really one person that really like influenced us.
I think we all
greatly.
Yeah, we all know who that is.
Yo, shout out to Chris Battle, Professor Battle. We love you. Without Professor Battle, we wouldn't be nothing.
Nothing.
The Red Lion.
Yeah.
You know, we had a tough year with him, you know, and I'll say when he but we ain't talking about that. We still love you, Chris. You the man, Chris.
I mean, the best guys.
We love you.
I've been a time, bro, called my line, so the red line, so I'm making the red line.
But yeah, but like we got a lot of influence, but he definitely like the main one that really helped us all like with our progression and our training, like.
Look up Smash Battle versus Brian Danielson, bro. He's like that.
He is like that.
Chris goes crazy.
Very, very underrated.
Yeah, for the two most influential one, I think all of us, is Chris and Richard Holiday.
Shout out to Holiday, big brother.
Yeah,
Holiday.
Holiday's done a lot, especially for me and Kai. He's helped us get to a lot of places. He's taking us on car rides when like he didn't need to and stuff like that. Like he's awesome. Holiday's the best.
He's the reason I even do drop kicks. I'm not gonna lie.
That is true. He forced him to learn how to drop kick.
He did.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Chris.
Shout out to Holiday.
We love them.
Love y'all, man.
I'll say they some big influence, local talent.
Yeah, they grow.
Huge influences on us. We can't forget Big Jimmy.
Absolutely. Beat the bricks off of all of us.
In the House of Pain. Where we at, y'all?
Yes, sir.
House of Pain.
They are tag team wrestling.
And they gave it to us.
Honorable mention for me and Sean, not sure about y'all too, but Tyree, big bro, Tyree.
Shout out to Tyree. Shout out to Split Wagner Brown. You know, we got a lot of influences out here. God bless you. I'm saying it right now.
Bro, leaving the room.
Bro didn't want to sneeze on camera.
Angel's in the chat now. He said, shout out to your achievements, Flash and Kai killing it. So awesome. So,
they're not killing it too? They're not killing it too. OMG killing it. Whenever you mention MG,
G-A-F-A-T-H.
That's facts. But whenever you mention MG, it's not even Kylon and Flash, it's everybody. Yeah. So I don't want to hear no more Kylon and Flash. I want to hear just straight Miracle Generation because we all killing it.
Yeah, you are. You are. You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So don't worry. This is why we're doing all you guys. I love it. All right. So wait, I saw something in the chat. Let me grab it. Okay. Jay Rubin, what's going on? He goes, will Jordan Rowe ever come to the wrestling open?
What about open?
He's asking about Jordan Rowe. If he's ever gonna come to open.
He will never get booked at open.
He'll never get booked on open. I'm trying to fix it.
Jordan, I love you.
We do love Jordan.
But you would never get booked on open, man.
Yeah, to be on open.
Bro, you need to go find another job. You failed at being a wrestler.
You failed at being a concession man.
Like, go get a job that you're good at, man.
Damn. Jay Cruz is in the chat. What's up, Brick City Boys?
Alright,
we've had that conversation on this podcast. Alright, let's do a fun chat. I want to talk about this because this has been brought up a lot on other podcasts about what's it called? Family, friends supporting you guys, like people that aren't normally like wrestling fans, that are your friends outside of wrestling? Like, do they come? Do they support? I mean, we could also talk about family coming to support. Like, anything you guys want to give me.
Go ahead, Mr. Family Man.
Yeah.
Mr. Family Man.
That's the one.
All of my family be coming through, like, popping up, you know, the mom, the dad, the cousins, the nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, they all be coming and showing love.
Especially your mom, though, bro.
Yeah. Shout out to Mama Night.
Well, I guarantee, Sean, I can go to Japan, right? We can make our entrance. I guarantee y'all look in the front row, I'm going to see Mama Night there. I'm going to see
Hot Steven Tate. Talking about when was at Blitzkrieg?
Bro, Blitzkrieg, granted, it's still Connecticut, so that's fine, but, like, I don't even know what to say. Like, we could be in Massachusetts, Rhode Island. I look, she's there. She's just there. Like she don't line up with us. She just teleports here.
She is there. I don't know. Shout out to Mama Night. Yeah. Shout out to Mama Waller, too. Your stepdad be going crazy at the show.
Stepdad be going, listen, I can't tell you how many, like, matches that I go back of ours and I see on YouTube, and all I hear is my stepdad just deep ass voice just like screaming in the background. I'm like, yo, what the hell?
Yo, yeah, his stepdad be laughing when we get beat up sometimes too. I don't like that.
I'm about to do this, bro. She sees somebody like, bro, kind of looking at somebody with a mean brain bust. She's going to start dying. I'm like, yo, what the hell?
Yo, and then shout out to Mama Flash and Papa Flash. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Papa Flash. You know what I'm saying? Papa Flash got the Flash mobile. And then Papa Flash be recording all the shows so we can watch it when we get home. When they don't record it sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
That's awesome. I'm upset because Focus Pro did not record that show. And I'm so salty because I wanted to watch that entire show and I couldn't come up. I'm so salty because it never happened then. So, like, I need to see it.
It's all good.
I'm kind of sad.
Okay.
I'm a little sad, so. But
shout out to Mama too, though. Mama, I love you. Even though you didn't want to be a wrestler, I still love you.
None of our parents wanted us to be wrestlers.
They didn't want us doing this.
My mom hated wrestling.
My mom loved me. Dead in my heart, I don't see you being a wrestler.
Damn.
My mom is bro, I told my mom instead that I want to be a wrestler. They looked dead in my eye and laughed at me. I'm like, yo.
That's trauma. Look at him now. Four-time tag champion.
Two different partners.
My stepdad
showed more support than my actual dad. I swear to God.
Oh my God.
I'm traumatized. Listen, man, you don't understand, bro. You don't understand, bro.
Oh my God. Jay said in the chat, he goes, I can't wait to put Miracle Generation versus One so bad that they won't make it to Blitz versus Limitless Friday. That's rude. I think they're all broken now.
She asked me, yo, mom, when you want to be at the high school, I said, I want to be a pro wrestler. She's like, oh, they come to the team. I said, yeah. And she was like, oh, did you like do like wrestling like middle school? I said, I'm like, nah. I remember after that Panthers conference, my mom also like, oh, don't ever say that again. You never embarrass you so much.
Oh my God.
Yo, I'm like, I can't show my dreams embarrass you, mom.
You can tell your social studies.
I am like, school be hating on the youngest that want to become wrestling.
Oh, no, absolutely.
What was it? The most likely to be? I definitely put, because I love, like, the Intercontinental Championship and the U.S. Titles from WWE, and I put most likely to win the Intercontinental Championship for my yearbook.
Aww.
They put some other random bullshit I didn't even say. Like,
nobody wanted to be hated. This turned into the FG rant of how no one had faith in us, no one believed in us. Our family believed in it. Well, some of our family apparently believed in us. I don't know. My uncle, he's one of my biggest supporters.
The uncle's always believed.
If it wasn't for my uncle Maine, my uncle Jermaine, I love you.
My uncle.
That's my big brother. I love you. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even be in a ring right now. He's the one who helped me find the school. And I love you, man. Without you, I'm nothing. I'm not even the person I am today. I love you, man. I love you.
See, That's the important thing. So
my the bad things are, first of all, my mom's one of my big supporters now. So
yeah,
that's why I control the body now.
All of our families are now our biggest supporters because they understand we doing it.
Even though my family don't be coming to the shows like that no more. You know what I'm saying? They said they don't come, but they don't be coming. But I still love ya.
Aw. Well, you got a lot of support behind you. You got the fans, right?
Like as I said earlier, actions speak louder than words. Just prove whoever is doubting you wrong.
They buy my merch, though, so that is a good thing. They buy
merch.
Buy the merch.
See, I believe you guys so much. I sponsored you fucking guys at BLP. All right?
You did.
I did.
Hello, bro.
Yo, I made it to the semifinals, yo.
You did.
Semi-finals.
Actually, let's talk about this. We gotta talk about this because I had to bring this up because this was very important and this just, like, you know, recently happened. Anybody who hasn't watched these two shows, go back, go watch BLP on IEW TV.
She just texted me.
You're in trouble now.
I think it did turn into a sleepover because Kai's not welcome back.
Even though I didn't always hold on.
I mean, to encourage you,
Okay, all right. Let's go back because I want to talk BLP. Okay, I want to talk about that.
She always encourages him, and she supports him now.
I love you, Mama King.
There you go. All right, so back to BLP because we got to talk about this. So I want to talk about the experience. Me and Kyla were talking on DMs after the show because of, you know, how the fans were with him. You know, it was like your moment. Like, you got so far. You know, Gary J personally messaged me. I showed you. You know, like, we were talking about this. Dustin gave me a bridge. I popped. Like, I was like, damn. I was like, what is going on here? I was like, but talk to us a little bit about the experience with BLP, because I love Black Label Pro. I always did. I was watching when Alex Zane was there, Blake Christian.
Shout out Black Label Pro.
We ain't out there yet.
Shout out Mikey.
We gotta talk about y'all success.
Wait. Come, we gonna get that. Wait, come on. Yo, shout out Black Label Pro. Shout out Mikey. Shout out Tyler. Know what I'm saying? We appreciate they support us. They brought us out there because they believed in us.
Absolutely.
And we put on for them. And you know, I mean, at the last show, they did say, come up to us and tell us some stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, they were like, yo, this too more, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you already know what that means. Word. You already know what that means, you know what I'm saying? So
N-G-A-F-A-T-H.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, shout out Black Label. Shout out those guys for believing in us. And, you know, we just going to keep proving them right and keep doing our thing. So we love y'all out there. Black Label Pro fans, we'll be back soon.
That was so much fun.
It was. Great time. Shout out Gary J for hitting me hard. Nah. I really got...
I don't think he did. He got his ass I'm trying to
gas you up.
Nah, bro. Nah, he...
I did do some fly shots.
I did go say.
He did do some cool flips in that match, don't get me wrong. But
high flyer.
I'm not a high flyer, though.
Come on, I want a shooting star next. Let's go.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, Black is awesome. They treat us so well. We're really so thankful for them. Seriously, like Mikey and Tyler, they're awesome guys. They're like they're giving us some crazy good opportunities. They say there's more to come, so we're just going out. We're just having fun right now. We're having so much fun.
Hell yeah!
Awesome. Well, Haven coming soon. That's
soon.
What I was just gonna say. What's up? Like, I want the Haven over there next. Come on.
We'll give you a shooting star. This man right here.
Bro, that's my secret weapon, bro. You can't give away the secrets, bro.
He gonna give you a shooting star.
I need it.
Now they're gonna be looking out for it, man. Now I can't, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, they don't know what
I'm the judgmental one with the two moves, right? But it's the perfect bridge and the shooting star. We talked about that on the episode with you guys.
I know.
Me and Sean and Jay. We talked about that.
I taught him that. I'm proud of you, bro.
I love it. I loved it. I was excited. I was like, yes, Bridge.
After that show, my career is complete because that's the only match I wanted. I'm good.
Don't say that. We got a lot to accomplish.
No, you got a lot more. That was awesome.
Singles-wise, like I don't really set goals like that, but that match was a goal, and I didn't think I was getting that this soon. That was a lot of fun. So I'm
like, yeah. You're gonna get it again.
I am gonna get it again.
Again and again and again.
Wow. So. All right, let's do some fun questions. I feel like, you know, some of these could start some shit. All right. Favorite place to eat as a group, and what is the order?
We can never figure out a place to eat as a group because this mother lover only loves McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? So that's our favorite place to eat.
We can say our OG favorite place to eat was Sonic.
Oh, Sonic.
Oh, yeah, Sonic. Shout out to Sonic.
Sonic used to be every single Thursday we go up to XWA. Every single Thursday. Shout out to the GOAT already, Elijah Six, Coney Island,
Mr. Glizzy Man.
They love it. They love it. This is actually one of the first pictures. One of the first pictures that we all four of us actually took together was at the Sonic.
There it is, right here.
Yeah. This was pre-MG.
I don't know if you're going to be able to see.
Yeah, we can see it. Aww.
That's one. That's like our first picture of all four of us.
I'm going to put it in the Facebook chat.
Yeah. I'll put it on Twitter and I'll share it. So.
All right, I'll put it on the Facebook. You put it on the Twitter.
So. There you go. I love that. All right, so what was the order? Like, you know? What is, like, you know? You never know. Somebody could come and bring you some. I'm looking out for you. Come on.
What would I get? At Sonic, I would
just If you talk about McDonald's, the 4C meal, large with a Coke, give me a McFlurry.
Yo, shout out to the 4C.
Shout out to the 4C meal.
Shout out to the
McDonald's app for them coupons.
Oh, my God. I got 35,000 points on McDonald's app.
They put me on. Shout out, Dustin, for putting the
whole gang. Dollar large fries.
Shout out, Dustin, to put the whole gang on the McDonald's.
Yo, I'm going to put everybody on. You like Big Macs? Great. You know how to make a better order of Big Mac? Say, let me get... Instead of beef patties, put chicken patty. Oh my God, bro. that stuff will send you to another planet. I swear.
Oh my.
You can tell he loves McDonald's.
I need, you know, me and Kai's next gear. Yo, they just came out with the adult Happy Meal. After this interview, we're all going to get the adult Happy Meal.
I'm not going to McDonald's and get no biscuits.
The box is like this.
You know, I'm trying to get my abs back, so I'm not going to McDonald's. Actual food.
And then I'll post a pic on Twitter and eat a Big Mac.
You know, Kyle, he likes to say humble. He's J. Cole fan. He get a plain hamburger with a cup of water.
Yeah, that's facts.
He trying to remember his rules, man.
We love McDonald's. I love McDonald's.
He could go get McDonald's. We still gotta go get tacos.
Oh yeah, we gotta get the tacos. We gotta go get tacos.
I'm huge on quesadillas.
We'll get him a Happy Meal.
He is there too, bro. We go to the tacos.
Remarkable. Are you gonna be at? We got Remarkable this month.
Yeah, I know. I'll be there, front and center. I'll be there. We'll get Dustin a Happy Meal. There's a McDonald's there.
We're gonna be there at Remarkable, bro. They're gonna come up with us.
We're getting tacos.
You want tacos? We're getting tacos. We're getting these. I said like these photos, the Kylan of all these beautiful tacos.
So good. It looks so good. My mom's post.
Alex Zane's another one that needs to like come back to New York because we're supposed to go get tacos too. So much love to Alex Zane.
Shout out Alex Zane, bro. Innovative as fuck.
He go crazy.
He do go crazy.
I got to see my boys. He go
crazy. All right.
ATR, man. I love those guys.
All right. I got a two-part question. So we're going to start with this one first and then I'm going to follow up with a fan question with it. Okay.
Right, cool.
Favorite cereal.
Alright. Frosted Flakes. The name brand. No oldies stuff. Yeah. Name brand.
I'm gonna go on a tangent, bro. What do y'all talk about?
Yo, you know you got the Captain Crunch,
the Reese's Puffs,
you got the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the Fruity Pebbles. Don't sleep on the Honey Nut Cheerios because they go crazy as hell. I love Honey Nut Cheerios. What else we got?
Listen, y'all not going to like the shit I like.
No. Go say it.
Listen. Yo, I love me some sugary-ass cereal, man. Growing up, man. Chocolate Lucky Charms are my shit. Listen. Then they had the Fruit Loops with the marshmallows, man. Bro,
on. Listen. Then I seen they had some Oreo O's, right? That shit was fire. And then they had the mega stuff Oreo O's. So that's the Oreo O's with the marshmallows. Yes, bro. Listen. You ever seen?
Did you talk about the Bubble and Lovey Bone?
That was the first thing I said. All right, listen. Bro, you ever see like them cinnamon roll cereals, bro?
Oh yeah.
So Cinnamon Toast Crunch brought them back, bro. Listen.
No, don't let fire.
I bought me a box. Oh my God. Listen, man. Listen, that's ultimate struggle food right there, man. If I'm hungry and got the food in the house, I eat cereal, man. I'm a, you know what I'm saying?
But only with the almond milk. I can't do regular milk.
Ew!
Oh,
with water.
Okay, wait. Stop. Because the follow-up question is from Conrad from Everything Pro Wrestling. Go check out his podcast. He's got you covered with AEW reviews. He wants to know, what do you do first? Do you pour your cereal and then put your milk in, or do you put your milk in and pour your cereal in?
I have seriously got to almost fight with people. If you put your milk in first, you are a psychopath.
You are sick fuck.
You're a sick fuck.
Listen.
Don't tell me you do it.
No, let's listen. If I find out that any one of y'all putting the milk in first, shout out to Big Jim Answer, because you better pray to your gods. Because they forget. I don't.
Yes,
you don't have to answer to me. You don't have to answer to me.
The only reason you should be pouring your cereal into a bowl of milk is
if you get a second bowl.
That's the only time. If there's any, yo, get block us all. I don't care. You do not put milk in first.
Ow, my face hurts.
What do you do?
Don't tell us you do it. No, I don't. They already come at me. I don't.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That's
right. Damn. How you do that to me?
We're going to do that to everybody we see. You want to buy a shirt? Do you put your milk in first?
Holy fuck. I'm just laughing because it triggered the shit out of all of you. That's why my face hurts. Yeah, I'm laughing at that.
Do that. You'll get
If I have a kid, bro, and I see them pouring milk for some snack, and it'll shit out that bowl, bro. That milk will go flying
all over the bowl. That's what I'm talking
about. Wow. Holy crap.
That was a good question. That was a really
good question. Yeah, I know. I was trying to get some triggered questions, and that was one. All right. Well, you know, since you brought up merch, okay, and I put this tweet out earlier. I don't know if you saw it. I'm sure Dustin doesn't see it because Dustin's the only one that doesn't follow me on Twitter. But. All right. But I did put out about merch, okay? And I need to yell at you because now it's that time of the year. We need, and actually, it actually set off a bunch of fans of you guys that said, I need to yell at you. So we want hoodies, we want zip up sweatshirts, we want, I mean, I know I tweeted at Dustin last week and I was like, you need to capitalize on the headbands and put Miracle Generation on it.
Pay for it.
That's a fact.
That's not how much that's money. You zip up,
zip up hoodies?
Those are bread.
You're going to make bread. All right, we'll start with hoodies. I mean, you can do stickers, pins, things like that.
Promotions, tell them to book us, and listen, we'll get the money for
that.
All right, well, I want hoodie. I want a freaking hoodie. I didn't get my lady tank top, so I want a fucking hoodie because I'm not buying t-shirts because I hate t-shirts. We've already had this conversation.
Listen, fall is here, winter around the corner. Get your Haven hoodies, feel me? We've been making some MG hoodies too.
I need a Haven hoodie. Save me one. Extra large. Now I need a Miracle Generation one. And it should be the newer logo that you guys did because that one's fresh.
We got you for sure.
All right.
It's real.
I'm holding you to it. Okay. Save me a Haven hoodie.
Like
hoodies, so. See, April said get that McDonald's sponsorship and then that's how you're going to get it.
We got to get Dustin.
We got to get Dustin the McDonald's sponsorship.
We got to get it done.
That's me and Kai's catchphrase.
No, watch the tears, bro. People will be like, can I get the Dustin Waller meal, please?
No, that would be bad.
You know why I'm here.
You want to know right now?
Oh, okay. All right. Robert in the chat says, who is the strongest person out of the four of you?
God. Everybody know that.
Are we talking mentally, though, or are we talking physically?
I'm assuming physically.
Damn, physically is strong.
Big bro. Big bro. Now I'm saying big bro.
He German suplexing everybody.
It's big bro. That's me.
He's out here German suplexing everybody. I saw there was a question for Dustin. Where is it?
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Ask Dustin, have you had the strawberry milkshake frosted flakes?
No, I haven't. That sounds strong. That sounds good.
I want to try
that. Oh, crap. All right.
If you turn milk pink too, I've seen those.
Okay, that's definitely it. I'm gonna write that down in my mind. I'm getting.
Thanks for reminding those, Greg. I gotta keep that the
one right. Okay, another one. Favorite Pop Tart.
Oh,
Hey.
Yes, sir.
You're right. I'm just like, Dustin Wright about to say some nut shit, right?
I'm not. I'm genuinely not. Brown cinnamon, that is fire. But you know which one is also fire?
I'm gonna say s'mores.
Yeah, he is.
I am. The s'mores are going crazy for me.
Bro, s'mores is one of my favorite treats. I'm not fucking with the Pop Tart.
S'mores Pop Tart is too sweet for me. S'mores Pop Tart is too sweet for me. I just like it.
Too sweet? I guess. The s'mores are alright. You can never go wrong with a good strawberry though. The good strawberry can never go wrong. But obviously, that's like brown sugar the best. I got it.
Okay.
But s'mores and strawberry, I was gonna go to snacks. Okay. Yeah, get more food questions. More food questions. Let's get all of it.
Well, I mean, we answered like a bunch because we did, fast food because you guys were talking about Sonic and McDonald's. I mean, can you like talk about Wawa or Sheetz, or is that another thing for you guys?
OG, let the people see it. He got the OG Haven shirt.
Oh, look at that.
That's me and Kai's design, bro. That's me and Kai's
design. I don't ask questions, bro.
Oh my god, that's cute.
We got NG shirts like one
the four face here.
Oh, that would be cute. The four, yeah. Merch designs.
We got a whole bunch of ideas for designing this stuff. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we can't spoil that. Let's let that happen.
We got a whole bunch of ideas, but
I wanted to spoil the white gear so bad, but I couldn't. I had to let it wait for Black Label. I wanted to spoil that, but yeah. So we don't spoil the gear types.
Well, that's good. But yeah, hoodies. Let's go.
So
Laura asks in the chat, favorite animal.
Favorite animal?
Turtle.
Cheetah.
I don't know. Maybe because I grew up around dogs. I love some dogs. Man.
I do love dogs too, but I'm gonna say monkey because I used to be a little monkey as a kid.
Still walking.
Yeah, I know. But we ain't.
Yeah. We all got a little monkey in us.
It's pretty smart.
That's
cool. What? Jose Garcia's in the chat. He goes, they okay.
Who said that?
Jose Garcia.
Oh, what's up, Jose?
Yo, shout out to Uncle Jose.
Uncle Jose. Y'all remember that time he bought us all ice cream?
Yeah. We got the picture.
We all went to get ice cream.
Aww.
Shout out Jose. We love you.
Okay. Desiree gave a couple of questions. First one is, who falls asleep first when traveling?
It's definitely Jeff. Because sometimes when it matters most, in the clutch, Onyx may always be at
clutch.
If I need somebody to stay awake while I'm driving, then it's definitely Jay. You see, does stay awake. Kai says he'll stay awake, but then he'll fall asleep.
That's not true.
He will pass out right away.
That's not true.
Mr. Slump guy right here.
He will
always
fall asleep. I can't tell you how many times, right? I'll be driving Kyle home. I glance over. He like this. I go 5 minutes, right? I look back. He.
Head back, mouth wide open, phone on. And then you wake up and start scrolling, click on ads.
I got a rough daily life. Know what I'm saying, I gotta get my sleep when I can get it. I don't get enough sleep every day.
Need that beauty sleep, right?
I'll get enough sleep when I'm dead.
Drivers. Yeah, I'm different from Kylon. I don't tell them anything. I just go to sleep.
He do just go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's a slump guy.
But the thing about Sean is when I know he's dead tired, I say, yo, sit in the front. I need someone to be awake. He's awake.
He stays up. Because he knows how it is driving.
I got to watch out for little bro.
I'm always driving. I'm the driver.
It's usually between the two of us driving.
Well, you guys entertain me the hell when you guys, like, traveling together and you start posting your Instagram stories with your crazy shit.
I saw that more, Cam.
We'll start posting when we all sleep.
I started it. Then they caught me laughing. They caught me laughing with my mouth all open. Snoring. That's crazy.
I just tagged you. Go retweet that.
Get the tweet.
Okay, her next question is, what's on the road trip playlist?
Me and Ma got that. You know who playlist we hate the most?
We're never connected.
You know who playlist we hate?
We're literally never connected.
We're
connected when it's just to a yacht drive.
Yeah, when it's just them driving, sure. But when me and Sean driving, and all serious,
all I'm gonna say,
we love the theme songs. We love playing the theme songs.
All I'm gonna say,
theme songs in the mashup.
You gotta get somebody.
Wake up, smell the bacon. Brad Hollister theme is so good. Even though he sucks. You know,
he's a fire theme.
Brad Hollister is the bully to Ichiban, but his theme song
made me want to go bully somebody, yo. No cap.
Now I know why you like bullying Ichi.
You know what I'm saying? Wake up, smell of bacon. See something I take it.
See? That's a bully right there.
Shout out Dan Ma. That's Steven.
Dan Ma, too. Shout out Alex Price, too.
Oh my god,
bro.
Alex theme is fire, too.
The old Haven theme is fire,
dog. Oh, Which one?
Show shot go crazy.
Not a first one.
Show shot go crazy.
Show shot go crazy, but I'm talking about the first one with the old.
It just don't match it, dude.
MSB got a fire.
MSB drip drop.
Yup.
Right? Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Northeast themes are fire.
Hold on.
If I don't do nothing, I'm a problem. I got it all day like a clock on the wall. So now I'm going to get your money, love. I'm a bad boy.
Now I'm going to
get your money, love.
I'm going to say this. That is a Lil Wayne song.
Lil Wayne, my favorite rapper.
Know what I'm saying?
Ray Jazz,
you need to come out with a new song, bro, because that song is not for you, bro. It's not for you. Stop using that song. You disrespecting Lil Wayne, man.
Lil Wayne made that song for him, bro.
No, he did not.
He made it for him.
No, he did not.
I talked to Wayne through the locks, and he said he did that as a favor.
I ain't trying to hear that.
Man. He said he did it as a favor. He said Ray Jazz threw it to his head, and he had to. I ain't trying to hear that, man.
But Wayne don't even be in.
Like how Nick McDonald's in the tour?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Oh, man. Bobby is the coldest. Bobby is your mom. It's the Bobby Orlando. The Northeast teams are the best.
That's the best one.
But Ultra Numb. But we gotta ignore like the biggest theme out of all the Northeast though.
What's the biggest theme song?
I think we think of the same.
Yes. We got more. Okay, Desiree wants to know Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
You don't be saying bump into it.
I do, but it's repetitive. I don't
want to
hear it
right now. That's me playing GTA 5 soundtrack.
I'm kind of surprised Desiree asked this, but she said Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
Backstreet Boys.
Or NSYNC?
Boys.
I don't know, man.
I feel like they're young for it. All right, and then her last question was, who's the most critical of themselves?
What was the question?
Okay, so who's the most critical of themselves?
All of us.
100% all of us.
We hate ourselves sometimes.
No. It's
I hate every match I have. I don't enjoy a single match. You guys say I don't like any of my matches. I don't like any of them.
I'm the shits. I do what I do. I'm fat.
No.
I try to keep my head up and try to be a big bro, you know what I'm saying? But I be going through it, you know what I'm saying? I be going through it.
Kylan is definitely going back to who's stronger physically and mentally, it would have to be Kylan because he definitely holds up MG's mentality a lot. I'm not gonna lie.
I try my hardest.
Let's see, we got more. April, I'm not asking that. I'm not asking that question.
But yeah, not saying, you know.
All right.
We all like, but I try to keep us grounded, you know. I try to keep us grounded, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on back there. They also, you know, kids being kids, you know what I'm saying? But you know.
All right. I got two questions. Anybody else has anything? Drop it into the chat so that they can go get their McDonald's.
You're not going to McDonald's. Yo, you can ask us many You can ask as many questions you want. We got all the time in the world.
Yeah, they just got here.
We got all the time in the world.
Damn, they just want to hang. They just want to hang, which I'm here for. All right. So, all right, you guys are going to, like, wrestle right now. Who's winning?
If we wrestling right now, yep. Like in this room?
Yeah, well, no, don't go and do it. But I'm just saying, like, if you guys were going to wrestle each other right now. I don't know.
We'll get a corner right now.
Wait, y'all, singles or tag?
Whatever you want. Singles.
Hold on. Wait. Time out. Before we do this.
Are we still live?
We're live.
Wait. Come back. Everybody, come close. All right, so before we do this, now I'm saying, and tags,
yeah.
Now I'm saying, I know me and Dustin, you know, we beat them 2 times already.
They do.
But, you know.
Third time is the charm. You never know.
You know, we always say this, and we mean it, but they a better team than us, no cap, bro.
Yeah.
They definitely a better team than us, you know. But singles, you know, it's either me or Flash, you know what I'm saying? But you know, Flash ain't never beat me 1-on-1, so, you know, that's all I'm going to say about that.
I haven't.
It's true.
Same thing as Jay. I got to let him win.
Yeah, and none of these guys beat me. I have yet to have
a 1-on-1.
I beat both of them in singles.
It was a tournament match. I don't know.
The only person I never faced was him. I haven't got a chance to whoop his ass yet, but, you know. I'm going to do it one day.
Yeah, that's a match in the making.
I have a pinfall over Kylan. Kylan has never pinned
you. I have pinned you twice.
When?
Twice.
When?
XWA.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
I beat you twice.
I didn't pin you twice. That was a private
you definitely, show. You pinned me, yeah.
Oh, I beat him twice.
Yeah, I said you ain't never pinned me.
No?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
I not.
That wasn't a pin?
What, are you sure?
That wasn't a pin?
Hold on.
How you win that one?
My body gave up on me.
I dropped him on his head, and then I put him in a, and then like immediate, it was immediate though. He was knocked the hell out. That's even worse, bro.
That's even worse.
I was younger.
Twice.
I tried to gas him up, but I got so bored.
I got so bored fighting this dude. He couldn't keep on me. I ain't no phone asleep.
I carved by this man on a guardrail.
And I still couldn't keep me down, bro. You still couldn't
beat him twice. I beat him twice.
When was the second time?
They was both at XWA. Right, we'll
definitely talk. Yeah, I was about to say, we have more questions, right?
You want more questions?
Anyway, I got the most wins out of the group.
That's not even what we was talking about.
No, I had asked if you all were going to wrestle right now, and I wasn't saying to wrestle, who was going to win the match?
I think he's strong, man. One arm drag, bro. That's what Roth is talking about.
I'm the brains of MG. I'm the one that helped us operate behind the scenes.
I'm the one that gets at the show. I couldn't be even MG if it wasn't.
First of all, we got the main fights because of me. I don't want to hear shit.
That is facts.
If we want to talk about not being MG because of somebody, right? If Onyx Man wasn't such a rarity, bro.
Kylan English, especially at 4 a.m., bro.
Conrad. Conrad's in the chat. What's going on? You fucking triggered the fuck out of them with the cereal, with the milk. They came at me, man. I don't know. But he has another question for you. So he goes, ask them who's the beat at NBA 2K or Madden.
I go crazy at NBA, but Jay the best.
Jay is the best.
This, bro. When it comes to video games, it's the man to beat.
I'm whoa! Not... That is fact.
How many times you lost already?
We have bro. Equally beat. Nah. He unstoppable when it comes to games. I ain't going to cap, bro. This man right here.
Honest man go crazy.
He go crazy with the game.
I'll be talking about
that shit. Bro, yo, go watch some Onyx main streams, you know what I'm saying? He be streaming.
Yeah, I've been saying I'm gonna start streaming more.
Go watch his streams, you know what I'm saying? Plug it in right now.
Curly in the chat says, ask Kylon who his favorite person in the room right now is.
Wait, what was that? What was the question?
Oh, I'm sorry. He said, ask Kylon who his favorite person in the room is right now. Damn. Oh. He's chilling. He's going to bed. He's going to bed. Oh, God.
They all my favorites.
What is going on right now?
NyQuil.
They all my favorite.
NyQuil.
They all my favorite. Okay. Now get off. Get out of here.
NyQuil.
All of them.
I can't control this.
We're really getting wrestling moves on this. We might get an answer to that question. All right. Actually, you know what? Let's do Dom's question because Dom didn't ask me this, but he usually asks it for every podcast that I do. Dream match. Who's it with? What venue is it at? At what title? At what stipulation?
Damn, that's a lot. That's a mouthful.
Dream match at the venue, match stipulation. And what else was it?
Title.
Yeah.
Title.
We're going to erase the title off of it. Let's just do venue, person, stipulation.
Is this at like everybody?
This is a dream. Like, this is just dream match. It could be anything. Maybe somebody passed.
My dream match is a triple threat match at WrestleMania for the WWE title against John Cena and Eddie Guerrero because those are my two favorite wrestlers. That's my dream match.
All right. You said a show, not a venue.
Yeah, WrestleMania.
That's a show.
Yeah, but what venue? Like venue, like where?
I don't.
He's like, I don't care.
Biggest
at the White Eagle.
At the White Eagle.
Oh, my God.
That's your dream match?
Bro, Dustin Wall versus Denver, Colorado right now.
At the White Eagle?
At the White Eagle.
For what title? For the Beyond Championship Wrestling title!
Me and Kai versus Paul Crockett in Denver, Colorado.
Damn. Oh yeah, for the limited cup.
I was about to say.
But it's a dream match, Paul Crockett.
Paul, listen, yo, me and Paul got so much beef, man. Yo, listen, I'll be like, yo, I explain all comments, and he'll be like, fuck you.
Damn. I'm like, what?
Bro, Onyx Man wasn't there last week, and the beef fell over to me. I didn't even do nothing.
Yo, like, Onyx Man,
Paul Crockett hates me.
Bro. Onyx Man versus Paul Crockett.
Bro, I'm telling
you. Commentator on a pole match.
Main event. Listen, matter of fact, we're going fuck the 20-minute time. We're going 30. We're going 30 minutes. Me and Paul Crockett, 30 minutes at the White Table. I'm going to be 30 minutes, bro.
For the Independent Wrestling Championship.
You know what I'm saying? No rest spots, nothing, bro. Listen, a 30-minute sprint. 30-minute sprint. Oh, God, listen. No chaining, nothing, bro. Straight haymakers. Straight storm style, bro. Straight, listen. I'm getting flaming tables. Uh-huh. I'm getting barbed wire bats. Uh-huh. I'm getting thumbtacks. Yep. I'm throwing him off that balcony. He's going to throw me off the whole second floor onto the. Listen, we're going to fight in the bar. Uh-huh. We're going to fight in the bathroom. Uh-huh. Listen, we're going to fight backstage.
Right.
We're going to hop in the car.
Right.
We're going to drive to New Jersey. We're going to fight. Then we're going to take that to New York. Uh-huh. Listen, yo, matter of fact, 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Best of seven series. Best of seven series.
Back to back.
Damn.
All right, go ahead. What's your dream match, yo?
All right, this is one of many. Just because Dustin had me thinking about this the other day, as far as dream matches.
Okay.
I get him thinking.
He do get me thinking. My dream match would be. It would be versus Jay Lethal at Survivor Series, Madison Square Garden.
Right.
Oh, okay.
That is the venue.
That's the venue. Okay. Madison Square Garden.
I'm with it.
And then what belt? Heavyweight championship, because that's my favorite.
Big gold.
Okay.
See me, Jay Lethal.
Ooh.
Oh, Courtney, thank you for me. I'm gonna say the Silver Dome, though. Shout out to the Silver Dome.
Ooh. So I like he said MSG, because then it's not that far from me, so I can actually come and see it.
Nice cool arenas, Tom Say, or Tokyo Dome.
Hell yeah. Awesome. Man, so many. Laura had a question for you guys. What's a goal you all want to accomplish?
Make a living off of pro wrestling.
That is facts.
I think that's one goal that we all got.
You know, that's facts. You know, I wanna just support my family and myself doing what I love for the rest of my life. So that's it, you know what I mean? No matter where I am, as long as I got enough money to support everybody I love and I'm willing to eat, I mean able to eat, you know, that's what that matters to me.
You're trying to buy Mama Knight a house off of wrestling.
That is facts. I am trying to buy my mama a house off of wrestling.
I love that. Going through the chat to see if I missed anything. Desiree said, "Which teams do you want to wrestle? List like your list of teams you want to wrestle."
What's the team you want to wrestle?
The Heaven. Curls and Waves.
Curls and Waves.
You don't know about that.
You know what? A match that has to happen. And Gina, you have to be the referee if you're still in here. Miracle Generation versus the Firm. That's the
TOS firm.
Even though the firm don't exist no more. It's members only now.
Nah. It's always gonna be the Firm. Elijah Six, Sammy Diaz, Jade Bricks, and Richard Stone. Us
lot.
Four versus elimination match or just straight 4-on-4.
Nah,
we can do all the stipulations you want.
There's a lot of great tag teams.
I'm trying to think just other tag teams.
So, like, I know you guys have wrestled Marty, Marcus right? Matters, but now I need Marcus Matters and Dylan McKay. I mean, I can do.
Like, yo, how about MG versus Wasted Youth?
That's what I'm saying. Let's go.
All the MG versus all the Young Dumb and Broke.
That's true too. We did get the trios match. Now we gotta get the.
I called out Jordan Oliver.
We gotta get the match.
Hell yeah, all four. Let's go.
We also gotta get Culture Inc. You know what I'm saying?
Culture Inc. We see ya. We want ya. Just as bad as y'all want us.
Culture Inc. gotta get every combination of MG.
Every combo in the galaxy.
Tell them, see, like this.
Mm-hmm.
We like you.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you.
Yes, sir.
And we can do it the easy way. We can do it the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
The choice is yours.
The choice is yours. Know what I'm saying? Who else we got? Y'all gotta go against Violence Forever.
Y'all
gotta go against Bane Bros.
Bane Bros. Lucha Bros. That's definitely a goal.
For me and Kai versus Top Flight.
That's fact. Hell yeah.
That's fact.
Shout out to Darius Mari. I'm fucking my boy.
Yeah, that's my shout out my guy Darius. Shout out to Dante too.
Shout out Dante and Darius. We've been talking to Darius. He mad chill. Let's run it.
I gotta hold a certain someone today, promise. I need the Haven versus Trick Williams or Carmelo Hayes.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Before Carmelo made it, he said, "Yo, Haven, I got shot next, bro. Don't worry."
He didn't get us next.
But that is also a goal.
That's a chaotic match right there. At chaotic. We've already been at chaotic with the unit.
Unit yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, we need
it.
Oh, it's close to the unit.
Hell yeah.
I got a whole bunch of members.
All five of us versus whoever y'all want.
What's up?
Take the pledge.
What's up?
Matter of fact, Matt Hardy MVP, but we're going to do all.
Yo, the Hardy boys. That's it.
That's it. Hardy
Boys.
That's the dream match.
Definitely.
That's the dream match. World's greatest tag team, Shelton Benjamin, Charlie Haas.
Mm.
We want y'all too.
We're getting unrealistic as fuck.
Nah, it don't matter. She said, list the teams that we want to face.
Hell yeah. That was the question. List the teams. So there's a lot. Private Party.
The realistic matches for me and Kai.
Why are you saying realistic? Everything's
come on, everything is realistic.
Everything is realistic.
Come on now.
Rock and Roll Express.
Before y'all retire, you gotta get the match with NG.
Rock and Roll Express.
Yo, HOP. HOP. Me and Flash, we coming for that. We coming for that.
What about SAT, man? This is another.
SAT. We ain't forget about y'all.
You have to wrestle
SAT. I feel like this is like an ETU kind of match.
It's wherever they want to have.
Struggles.
I need everybody to get a title on each of them.
That is facts. You know what I'm saying? That is facts.
So Kyle, I want to be a hoe and want just, you know, no contest to match and shit.
Nah, actually, fuck all those matches. It's Kyle and Flash versus Iron Savages, bro. Put us with Iron Savages.
Bear Country. We want
formerly known as Bear Country.
We want ya.
Yeah, man. Why you hit the bricks, bro?
What?
Bro, use the former name.
So, that's what we know them as.
Yeah,
that's how we met them.
They're trying to turn a new leaf.
Okay, I'm with this one. Jimmy, what's up? How are you? He goes, the Briscoe Bros. Yeah, let's go. Briscoe Brothers, let's go, man.
I need to holler at Jay. I need to pound towards me, man. Listen.
He does the Jay Driller. So it got to be Jay
Driller. My name is Jay. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even calling Jay. I want to drop the world. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to say, like,
shout out my guy, Deal. Shout out to Deal.
Yeah, facts.
I'm Deal, man.
That's right.
Yo, listen, I didn't get tired. I knew you were gonna be somebody.
I need Jay to pass that torch to me, man.
Bro, we're like an hour and a half anyway, though.
Bro, who cares? You eat later.
Alright. Poor thing. Alright. So we're
nah, we don't care about him.
No, that's not nice. Alright.
You hear that? He'll eat later. I don't give a chance.
He
eats
in the first place.
He'll eat later.
I
feel bad. No. All right. Well, let's talk about what's coming up because, like, I have some flyers for people.
Hey, questions.
You want boys hungry over there. I don't want to, like, keep them.
Can't follow him. Hey, it's hunger. We try to get him to eat all the time. Now he want to eat? I don't want to hear that.
When it comes to love and care, it's me. I'm the one that carries.
Yeah, he's the one. Yeah, Sean, at the end of the day, Sean's the one that actually cares about me. So, like, I appreciate that.
Yeah, now that's a bold-faced lie. The only person that cares about you, I'll be one.
You just said nobody cares about you.
I said I don't care about him.
You said we don't care about him.
About him eating. Pause.
In a sentence, when you pause, it means
it's
a comment.
How about that? Well, I care. Okay. Right. I care. No, I do care. We've been going for an hour and a half, so I do want everybody to come. Damn. All right. No, I care. So let's just go over, like, what's coming up so people can come support you, all that fun stuff. So, obviously, Wrestle Open this Thursday. What the heck? I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to flash the flyers up on the screen so you guys can go support them. So, this Thursday, Wrestling Open, obviously.
Every Thursday forever.
Drew Cordero says it correctly. Every Thursday forever. Yeah.
We'll be there.
Literally Thursday, I don't know if y'all know, but Thursday is the 1-year anniversary of literally running every single Thursday in that building.
It's amazing.
We never stop. Never stop running for a year.
It's never going to stop running, right? And probably stop being on that hating streak.
Oh, my.
You want to keep hating?
All right.
I'm open. Wrestling closed. Every Friday night at the Black Eagle.
Come on.
At the Black Eagle.
Oh, I was getting excited. I thought I was going to get a bridge. Ah, the camera's down. Well,
hold on. No. 5 minutes before you drop it. Get him out of here. Yo,
he's fired.
Rocket, listen, we do tags and singles, okay? So if you're getting on book for this, listen.
All right, well, Blitz.
I'm the one that has all our dates written down. I remember everything.
I got Blitz and Limitless up here, too.
Yeah, that's on the 29th. We got wrestling for Thursday. Friday is Blitzkrieg versus Limitless Night 1.
Mm-hmm.
The next night, Blitzkrieg versus Limitless Night 2. You're going to see them on it. I think for the rest of the weekend is open. The next week, the 15th, me and Kalanga, NEW. That match is going to be fire. It's a Fatal 4-Way Tag. We got Brick City Boys versus Battle Academy versus Miracle Generation versus JT Dunn and Brad Hollister.
I need to buy tickets for that. I need to come down.
Bacon. Wake up, smell the bacon. That's going to be a really good match. Yeah. The next day, we got Test of Strength. Test of Strength versus Invictus Wrestling, United We Fight. I think we're actually going up to Jersey for that show. So there, we're actually going to be in Jersey for that. Mm-hmm. So
Richville, the Mecca.
The world famous.
World famous.
Kylan finally got to wrestle there. That was the first time he was there.
The next week.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait, what was this? The 15th? Oh, yeah, they're going to be somewhere else on the 15th.
We're going to be at.
I got to hear.
We're going to be at Gladiator Pro against the Hoods for the tag team stretch.
Shout out to
New belts. New belts. Three
and new.
And new. No.
Bring that gold home. Bring that gold home.
Five times.
Cut the hair, bro.
No, he did. He short hair. So we got. It's all good. And then the next week, we got obviously wrestling open every Thursday forever.
Yeah.
That Friday, Remarkable Wrestling. We're still in that tag team tournament,
we're getting tacos.
Get them tag titles. And then the next day is Wrestling Open and H2O. So that's gonna be a lot of fun. We don't know what we're doing there yet, but we're going to be there.
Whoever want to book NG against Wasted Youth, book it on that show. Wrestling Open Committee, book it on that show.
Listen, I need it. How long have I been saying it? I've been saying
20-minute time limit.
I need Dustin and Dylan to cross paths. I need it to happen. I've been saying this how long?
You already know the week after that, Limitless, the 29th. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Fresh blood.
That's our Limitless debut.
Fresh blood.
That's my Limitless debut.
Fresh blood.
No, we did the dojo.
You're right.
It's my Limitless debut. Let's go. Here we go.
You did do the dojo show. That is facts.
So that's it for October. November's looking real good. So we'll get to that when it comes. That's my birthday month.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
15.
Happy birthday. It's upside down. Happy birthday.
Book all of them. Book them closer so I don't have to drive as far to some of these places to come see them all. I will see you guys Friday. I'll see you at Remarkable. I might come to Northeast Wrestling. I got to get a ticket for that, too. So, Any more questions in the chat, feel free. Drop it in the chat. I know Dustin's hungry.
How many people still watching live?
There's still a bunch of people watching. Let's see. I have some in Facebook. I have some in YouTube. I have some on Periscope. I have some on Twitch. Anything else you want to talk about?
Anything else you want to talk about? We talk about what we got next. Talk about what y'all got next. We said a lot. I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, you know? We already said gear coming soon. Four-way gear coming soon. Miracle Gen gear coming soon. That's probably going to be first.
You know, if you love us, you'll buy the merch. You'll feed us because we got bills to pay. We got bills to pay.
When you think about it, when you buy the merch, you're buying the hoodies that you want. Right now, we got shirts. You got to just suck it up and get the shirts. You know what I'm saying? The hoodies will come. It's hoodie season.
GoFundMe coming soon.
I'm telling you, the hoodies are going to go because this is the time to sell them.
It's that time of year, so we got to get them made. So.
I need some Miracle Gen. I'm going to buy a Haven one when I see you guys next. So save me an extra large.
Question mark?
Extra large?
Extra large. Yes, I like them big.
Black or green?
I got the green one. The green one pretty fine.
I never saw the green one. Send it to me. I'll tell you if I like that one.
I got a picture of it right now.
I feel like black, like my soul, but like, you know. Are you sending it to me now?
tap into your dark. You gotta brighten up your soul.
It's the green one right here.
Oh, that's fire. Okay, I want the green one. Save me an extra large. Hell yeah. I want the green one. Yeah. So all their links for their merch is in the description for you guys. So you can go buy some merch. If you see them at shows, go buy their shit. Okay.
Bring us shit. If you want to, you can bring stuff to us to give to us. Whether it's video games, whether it's shirts, whether it's signs, whatever you want to give us, food.
For $1 a day, you can feed this hungry child.
Yes, you can. I'm hungry. I got bills to pay.
I'm dead. I can't.
Feed us.
We got bills to pay.
We got mouths to feed. Know what I'm saying?
Buy their shit.
We rich in spirit, but we not rich with the money just yet.
You can bring them snacks. They'll accept all snacks too. So
you know, my favorite candy are the Fruities and the Warheads. Those are my favorite.
I could not get the Warheads. I'm sorry. Like, I went to two stores.
What about the Reese's? Let's go with the Reese's.
All right, Reese's. I got you. I'm bringing cookies one of these days. So
I need some Reese's cookies. Can't front. If you could do that.
I could do that. I could do anything. I didn't do anything. Oh. All right. Fudge, chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, sugar, almond sugar cookie. Oh, forget it. Sugar. Didn't you see the post that I posted? Well, Kylad saw it the other day. He was commenting back and forth with me, with Trayvon.
What post?
I was posting about cookies. I had white truffle cookies. I had that all I baked from scratch. So I'll bring some. I got you. Oh, Lord. Anyway. All right, well.
I'm dabbing you, but for dabbing
you. That's crazy. Man. That's crazy. I don't even know what it's hard.
It's all good. All right,
so they're asking you to do 203 in the chat. They're asking you to do the.
Yay!
You gotta do it, man. Do it.
They gotta do it.
203, yay!
Well. I love all you guys. You guys can support them. All their links are in the description below. Go give them a follow. Go support them. You'll probably see me at a lot of the shows. So feed them. You know, buy their shit.
We hungry. Everybody get in the camera. Get in the camera. Hold on. We gotta get the light. It's a little dark. Hold on. All right, there we go. It's a little light. Damn, I'm bright as hell. God damn.
I can't with them. I love them all so much, obviously. Now, I appreciate that you guys came on for my 200 episode. I never thought that I would have been doing 200 interviews. So it's not even 200 people. It's probably more than 200 people.
There's 200 people. Whenever you want to bring us back on, we'll be here.
You guys are always welcomed here. Here it started with one interview randomly. I mean, anybody that doesn't know the backstory, you could go back. You could go watch all the interviews except for the people that got the speaking out movement. I pulled those off. But I had a couple of those. We had to take those off. So there's like three interviews pulled off the channel, just so you know. But 200 episodes. So I thank all the fans, everybody who's come on this podcast. I appreciate the hell out of you, which started off with what?
We love the fans. Thank you for supporting Tips.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for all your questions. Thanks for everybody. Anybody who listens to this back later, I love you so much. So, so go support Miracle Generation. I love them very much. So, love you guys. So, all right, guys. You know the drill. Stay safe. Support independent wrestling. And I'll talk to you guys soon.